Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29 September 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. I have several announcements to make here that I'm going to turn you over to Deborah Tavares. I'll still be here, but she'll be talking to you for the next hour, and I know for sure that you're going to want to hear her news. Now, tomorrow night, I will not be here, but you won't miss me at all. Glenn Parnum will be sitting in for me. Glenn Parnum will be doing the broadcast for that by himself. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need my help. So he'll be here tomorrow night. I've got a couple of things I want to do. And this coming Saturday, we're going to have Bible study. 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We're going to have Bible study. I'm going to finish up the lesson I started last time we were together and get started on a new one. We'll do very few current events this time because I want the lessons out there so important. So please be sure and join us Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m. You can go to PastorButch.com, find live stream, and click on there, and there will be. You can watch us live, and you'll see a number on the screen. You can call and talk to us if you like. If you can't do that on live stream, you'll listen on the phone. You get a pen and paper handy. I'll give you the phone number just in a minute. And don't forget, if you listen tonight on shortwave on 6115, we're there because Melody Seastrom lets us be there. She pays for the airtime. She gave us her time slot three nights a week and pays for it. Melody Seastrom is the finest gold and silver dealer that I've ever dealt with. Ever. Totally honest up front and right to the point. You give her a call, please, before everything falls apart. At 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. One more time. 800-375-4188. And don't forget, I'll be in the office Thursday. I won't be with you tomorrow night, but I'll be in the office all day Thursday from 9 to 4. Take your phone calls, chat a while. Crystal will be here to fill orders, take orders. And we're still offering, of course, the 10-pack of books. The folks, we only got 2 or 3 of them left, I promise. From Stan Johnson, How Pre-Trib Won. These books come 10 to pack for $40 because you pass them out to your friends. You've got to understand that that's been a theory that's been passed around that's deceived a lot of people, and it's going to deceive millions more in this country when it happens, when the tribulation period comes and we're still here. Pre-trib one is $40 $40 for 10 books. You call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Of course, still offering the Mark the Beast DVD. I'm going to offer that, folks, for another week, too, and won't quit. Because that is probably one of the most important teachings ever done. Especially the last 20 minutes with Dr. Carrie Maget. And she explains what's in the COVID vaccine, folks. Nanobots luciferies and other things that will literally hook you up to 5G where you can be tracked and traced everywhere you go. Now, I'm dead serious about that. For $10, DVD will sit right to you. Or CD, but I recommend DVD because you want to see who's speaking to you there when Dr. Carey is speaking. So please, get a copy of that. And, of course, the book, The Grand Design Exposed. If you read that book, you'll know a lot of people that's behind this whole situation in this country and actually around the world. But you'll hear about a history in America that you didn't know existed. And I'm serious. I'm trying to help you understand these things. $10. That's delivered to your door. Regular price of saying online is $29.95, but we got the last three cases left that I know of anywhere. So if you want them, get them quick, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Grand Design Exposed for $10 will teach you a whole lot of what's happening in this country and then why it's happening. Now, the numbers to listen to at our church service, here it is. There's two of them. 605-562-0489, 605-562-0489, or 641-741-2866, 641-741-2866. Love for you to join us either live on live stream or listen on the phone. If you miss those numbers, call me now. You can call Lisa tomorrow and get them, or call us Thursday at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Again, Glenn Parton will be here tomorrow night. I got some other things I want to do tomorrow evening, so he'll take care of you, I'm sure. And I'll see you in the office on Thursday. But now let's go to our guest tonight, Deborah Tavares, folks, of StopTheCrime.net. This woman is, she got stuff shared tonight, you're not believing. She's right in the middle in the fires in California right now. She's going to share her story and tell what's going on. Deborah Tavares, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Well, Pastor Butch, thank you. So for all that are listening, please go to StopTheCrime.net, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and be sure you click the bell notification. Also, if you have not yet done that, I recommend everybody go to our email blast out tab and look and see all of the pertinent and important information that your lives going forward will depend upon knowing, and go to our email blast out section. I'm going to be covering several important things that everybody must do. And I'm going to first start by telling all of you today is, of course, Tuesday. It is September the 29th of 2020. And I'm here in Northern California. And right now we are on fire with 0% containment. The fire has burned down into the city of Santa Rosa. It's forced a total between Napa County and the county of Sonoma County, where I am, over 68,000 evacuations. And we are actually housing a number of evacuated people right now. And because of COVID, finding hotels and getting to evacuation sites is very difficult, very confusing. Many people and families are staying in their cars because there really is limited areas for people to ultimately go. They're having to drive great distances. The smoke is horrific here, and we're experiencing definitely more fire attacks, and it's multi-pronged. People keep wanting to know how are the fires started. There are many methods, but certainly we know that they use flares from black helicopters. They use orbital lasers and particle beams from satellites of all sizes. They have ground arsons that are on the ground as well that start the fires. And the smart meters are pulsed, and with the lithium ion batteries, and when they're pulsed, they can actually start fires. Lithium ion batteries are not used in the military or on airplanes. You may remember Samsung had lithium ion batteries, and their phones were blowing up in people's pockets. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but we again have thousands and thousands, 68,000 have evacuated these current fires right now. We're losing homes right now. This is certainly causing a tremendous amount of PTSD for the people that live in this area. This is fear. And these are targeted events targeting specific areas. This is a different, in many instances, this is a somewhat different attack on a different location. And it's so interesting and horrifying to see the directed intentional attacks and how they're targeting areas. So what they tell us and what all of you need to know, because you're all going to experience fires and severe heat events, particularly flooding in the days ahead because of the anticipated climate change, which they're forcing upon us to believe, which, of course, we all must understand that climate change is the use of technologies that have long since been able to control weather and weather outcomes. So many people stumble around that. I would recommend everybody watch a video. It's very important. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? It is a video that was put together many years ago, and again, it's a beginning understanding of climate change. What in the world are they spraying? The next one would be, why in the world are they spraying? That's what I saw years ago, and I know everybody that was involved in those videos as well. So here we are. We're in a fire zone. Let's talk about some of the other news, and then we're going to talk about the news you're not hearing. Of course, we know that Musk is telling people that they need to move to Mars before it's too late. And then we know that the 9/11 lines went down across the United States. Microsoft services crashed. We're going to talk about that because we're all going to be crashing with our inability to connect. Shows like what you're hearing right now will soon be a distant memory because of what you're going to hear me talk about. And I'm going to give you some solutions. But we have to know that fake news, whoever determines what is not real news, in Nicaragua, it's punishable by many years in prison under these proposed new Nicaraguan laws. Also, we have to know, too, that Amazon flash palm for entry. You have to flash your palm to get in. And we're seeing tech in stadiums and offices and displays. And they're saying that it downplays the rising injury rates at warehouses. So what we have happening with the increased COVID in many of the warehouses is the use of directed energy weapons, which is exacerbating COVID-like symptoms. That is why kids in school and younger kids are going to start becoming ill because of the wireless connectivity with the distant learning that is being promoted throughout this country. All of you that are working from home, if you are using your cell phones and wireless applications of any kind, and you have a smart meter on your home and Energy Star appliances, you are killing yourselves in your imprisonment, in the lockdown and COVID in your homes. This is all part of a planned extinction program. Make absolutely no mistake. We know that we're going into worldwide bankruptcy. We have many videos on StopTheCrime.net that discusses the intention of the squeeze on all mom-and-pop businesses. We can see that now. We can absolutely see that. We're now being told, too, that Disney is going to lay off 28,000 people and that retail bankruptcies and store closures have hit record highs. Of course, we're being gutted from the inside out, and it is an inside job by our elected officials and all of those that we believe are leading our government and keeping us safe. So, again, I like to say this, that politics is the controller's entertainment division, nothing more. When you understand that we are the enemy, we're on a battlefield, and you look at Senate Report 93549, you understand our government is operated by the international bankers, the IMF, and the UN. So we'll talk about that, too. I'm looking at more headlines today where it talks about cases are rising among children in schools that are reopening. Yes, that is because of the increased frequencies that have been deployed in the schools, even to the extreme during the lockdown, because they were able to get into these schools and certainly amp up all aspects of the frequencies. And, of course, this all starts with 4G. Don't only think of 5G. 4G was also a killer. a cancer-causing frequency, living by high power lines and cell towers, all killers. You multiply all of these types of weaponized deployments throughout our country, and you see why we're dying. And we'll talk a little bit more. Much of this technology, sad to say, is coming out of Israel. The United States is paying billions and billions of dollars to use Israeli tech to destroy this country. And I have recently been looking at much of the technology that's coming out of Israel, and I was quite stunned that this was a reality to the extent that it is. And listen to the last four video YouTubes I have up on StopTheCrime.net. I go into the black boxes, the cube, C-U-B-E, boxes that are Israeli tech that are being deployed as part of the 5G AI network in our cities. And there's so much more. Certainly we know that Israeli tech is being used on the borders. What is important to understand with the wall that you keep hearing about between Mexico and the United States, and I did a video on that, again, within the last four videos posted on StopTheCrime.net, I go into detail of how these frequencies are being used and how they will be used against you. These technologies are mobile. In other words, they can move these technologies within 2 hours. They can relocate a frequency fence around a town or across any other border, not just the U.S.-Mexican border. We are being fenced in, and this is what is happening. You'll all remember how they had the fencing that you could put around your property to keep your animals in with the dog shock collar. Well, think of the beginnings of this like that. Of course, we won't have dog shock collars on, but we will be fenced in. We will not be able to navigate outside of the zones that we're trapped into. And I have quite a bit of video coverage on that as well. So again, our children are being eliminated as we are as well. Of course, you know that the fires right now, they're telling us, is scorching the wine country. Yes, it's destroying many vineyards, many homes. We also have power outages, and that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. This is extremely urgent that everyone understand the extent of the power outages that we will all face. They're saying in one of the articles that I just looked in today that pandemic drives hike in opioid deaths, absolutely, increased suicides, certainly mass depression. And we're hearing, too, that there are new clampdowns for Montreal, Quebec City, about the COVID clampdowns. We know, too, that many people are looking to move outside of the United States. Understand that we know many, many people that have decided to move to South America, to third world countries run by the bankers and mafia. They're dictatorships. They're third world countries. Yes, you can live a little bit more affordably down there on the back of the labor that maybe is getting 25 cents a day. But you are in a dictatorship. So you have to make a big decision when you opt to move out of this country, as deadly as it is, where you're going, because many people we know have been targeted, asset stripped when they've been out of the country, and murdered. So I really urge you to do your homework before you decide to leave your family and loved ones behind and relocate in a gated community in the thoughts that you will be safe or that you will be living in a more rich lifestyle. You will not. Not for long. So they talk about how, too, the average parent, math skills are at a sixth grade level. Of course, we've been dumbed down since the beginning. Any school teachers should be helping the parents at home with the real requirements of survival, and that would be certainly self-reliance and learning real life skills, not the climate change detriments that our kids are facing. So we look at people now. We have patrols on our streets that are roaming the streets, giving out fines for face mask patrols, and they're roaming around, not only in New York City and issuing fines, but they're roaming around in my town. And there's even a phone call where people can be reported and pay a $100 fine. Businesses are fined between $1,000 and $10,000. So we have to understand we're under mass attack on many, many, many fronts. And we're going to be talking about what you need to know right now, because what you need to know, your life is going to depend on this. And to the degree that you understand what you're going to hear me say, I'm going to refer you to a couple of videos that I made as well. But we are on our own, and our survival depends on what we do right now, today. We cannot wait any longer in a stupor, thinking that this can't possibly be happening to all of us. It is happening, and we're being bullied into a state of non-function. We must stop being bullied and confused by the media. So let me talk a little bit about what you need to know about. And again, I have a couple of videos up on StopTheCrime.net. One is entitled, Your Survival Will Depend on What You Do Today. Go to StopTheCrime.net and listen to that. And another video is entitled, Power Off, Plunged into Darkness, A Plan. So let's talk about what that means, because all of you need to share this far and wide immediately. So what we know is that the power grid is under mass attack. With the fake increased climate change, which is, of course, again, weapon systems used to pummel us into darkness. Now, I will tell you this. We found a scenario plan of resiliency when the power grid goes down in different areas worldwide, a scenario plan. And again, this is just like Plan 201 for COVID. This is for the power grid. Now, let's talk about what we need to understand. It's called Black Sky and Black Start, and it's an initiative. And they tell us that in the United States and other developed nations, life-supporting resources once provided by and for local communities are now delivered by lifeline infrastructures powered by national power grids. I'm going to pause. Why do you think you have a smart meter, an electric smart meter on your home? Why do you think Rothschild LLC and other corporations control your utilities in your town? They control utilities worldwide. So let's continue. They're telling us that national and continental scale infrastructures of the power grid is greatly jeopardized. In fact, we're going to be held hostage over blackouts. The result has been unprecedented access to electricity and water. This has been our success in the modern world, again, is the unprecedented access to electricity, water, wastewater service, food, fuel, communications, healthcare, transportation, and all the other life-critical and societally essential commodities and services. The electricity service is the bedrock on which modern nations are founded. Its continuity is essential to societal health, national security, and fundamentally our very survival. Now, did you know that the power grid is often referred to as the largest machine? Well, we have Rothschild and the controllers in charge of the bedrock of our survival, the world's largest machine on earth, the power grid. The United States has been urged by many people that have gone to Washington, D.C. and had meetings and given reports of the fear of the lack of upkeep on our power grid with disregard. Disregard. There are a number of people, a man by the name of Pry, P-R-Y, has talked about his concern for the grid for years. The problem with Mr. Pry is he believes we really have a government where he can go and submit his concerns and they will act upon it. They haven't. And for some odd reason, so many people that go to our alleged leaders and present important, powerful information, and they never get to the point of wondering why aren't they acting on this, because the grid is going to be a weapon. We must understand. The electric utilities and their partners have begun, only now, they're saying they've begun to address the uniquely severe wide area and long duration of blackouts. And they're telling us when we have a blackout to the severity that they're planning us to have, we will not come out of this. We will not survive. So the black sky scenario is a class of very severe hazards, and it's now receiving increased attention. No, that's disinformation and a lie. People have been warning our fake government for years, decades, about the concern of the grid. So they tell us that natural events, such as severe regional earthquakes or extreme solar weather and malicious hazards and cyber attacks and EMP attacks or coordinated physical assaults can cause large-scale, multi-region, potentially continental-scale outages with widely distributed damage to major equipment worldwide. They go on to tell us that black sky scenarios share a common attribute. Outages would span very large regions, and utilities could require weeks to months to restore the power to even the highest priority customers. Weeks to months to the highest priority customers. I can assure we are not a highest priority customer. Not at all. So let's talk about the fact that we will be plunged into darkness. Many of you that have been living through the various types of weather weapon assaults on you, you've had your power taken out. There's a multi-pronged benefit with hitting you with various types of weather events. The power is taken out. What is the first thing you lose when the power is taken out is you lose access to water. You do not live more than a few days without water. The stores are going to be ravaged. They're going to be empty. There will not be the water that you need to survive. So here's what this scenario planning is telling us about, that we will soon be plunged into darkness and the power grid is under attack and multiple facets. And the black sky event, they claim and they say it's emergency, all sector response, transnational hazard exercise, an exercise. This is an exercise in resiliency. So once the grid goes down, they can work on certain areas of bringing power back and force your relocation out of areas that are not supplied with the resources that you need in your area for your home to survive. Your health officers and agencies will force you off your land. You will be forced to relocate. This is coming. This is happening. The grid, again, is the largest machine in the world, and I did not know that it was considered the largest machine in the world. And it is now being intentionally allowed to collapse. And now, because of climate change, which is the use of weather control technologies, we will all experience prolonged power outages worldwide. And we are having massive increased damage because of manufactured and created weaponized weather events. And this is what we're suffering from right now as I speak with the fires here in Northern California. There will be no access to electricity, water, or gas. And there is a war on the grid, and this will continue no matter who wins the election. We are only one grid crisis away. And I'll continue this on the other side of the break.
Don't go away. A lot more talk about. Sorry, no phone calls, Mike, because there's too much to say. So stay tuned for the rest of this. You don't want to miss it.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Dober Foods, the only Strober food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strober foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we're jumping back in. Don't forget, now, tomorrow night, Glenn Parner will be sitting in for me. I know you're going to enjoy the broadcast with him, and I'll be here in the office on Thursday from 9 to 4 Eastern, as always. And I hope that you won't forget to call in, talk to us, and remember the special, the books we have offered now and different things. And we're here, folks, all day Thursday just to say hi to you if you want to talk to us. So let's get back to our guest, Deborah Tavares. She has a lot more to share, so just keep listening.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Again, Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our video YouTube channel. I have some videos that are posted that will discuss some of the things that you will need to do in the last four videos that we have posted. So prior to the break, we were getting into the emergency alert about how the Black Sky event, the reduction of the use of access to electricity, will pummel us into darkness. And again, no matter who wins the election, no matter who, the grid is in crisis, and it's only one crisis away from the most devastating crisis our country will ever face. This is the biggest crisis we face, is the elimination of our access to electricity. And the elimination to our access of electricity also will eliminate your access to water. And we're going to get into a little bit more. But the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, F-E-R-C, and the National Academy of Science have all agreed America's overloaded power grid operates with dangerously few spare transformers, antique transformers that are scarce and hard to get. And without power, everything in modern convenience will go away. So let's talk about right now. Pacific Gas and Electric was charged with murder and starting the fires in the Paradise campfire of 2018 because of a transformer that was not repaired. The same thing happened with our fires here in 2019 in Sonoma County called the Kincade Fires, another breach where they were found guilty and liable. They have been found guilty and liable of murder. Now Rothschild controls the grid. Your elected officials and the people where you are located know this. They know this. Why do they know this? Because they've brought in plans, greenhouse gas reduction strategies that move you into microgrids, and we'll get into that. But again, this warning is about water and food will run out. People will turn to looting, robbing, and stealing. As conditions escalate, bottled water and food will not be available. So as you hear me telling you these things, this is a hint. Get water. Get food. It won't be available. And we can only survive a few days without water. As people get desperate, they will likely start drinking from unfiltered, dirty water sources. And then comes the inevitable mass outbreaks of waterborne sickness and disease. This will happen as people get desperate. You will need to get to pure, clean, renewable water sources now while you're still able to. And for those of you that can, I would consider high priority that you go to primarywater.org and understand primary water. Water is a renewable. We're not running out of water. And then I would contact the Primary Water Institute, Primary Water Institute. There are representatives there, including Paul Power. I did a video with him. It's called Primary Water Explained. I would suggest you all watch and listen Primary Water Explained to understand what I'm telling you now as I move into other topics. I will tell you that the head of the Primary Water Institute was burned out just 2 weeks ago in the Oregon fires. Now, the only contribution that they want to make while they're still able to is assisting people getting to primary water. That means you have to have a piece of land where you can, where you may already have a well or the possibility of drilling for a well. And I would recommend you think about water. That is the first thing you will need when the grid goes down, and it will. And you have to get to safe, clean, pure drinking water. So again, we have a couple of videos that disclose this scenario plan for the grid that will be taken down, and this is to be taken down worldwide. And our electric grid is a weapon, and it will be used to hold all of us hostage. It will force relocations due to people's inability to access electricity and water and gas in their homes and on their properties. And as I said, the health departments will identify and red tag and deem uninhabitable properties that do not have electricity, water, or gas as unhealthy and unsafe for occupancy. We have said this over the years. We've found those documents. The health orders will force people occupying unsafe properties to relocate where there is potable water or reused water, which is also sewer to tap water distributed from your local wastewater treatment plant. Remember, via executive order just a few years ago, the current CEO of USA Inc. is expanding the deployment and building of wastewater treatment plants so that our wastewater, our urine and fecal discharge, along with pharmaceuticals of undetermined consequences, be utilized for re-drinking. We're being told because of climate change and lengthy droughts, we will be assured of drinkable water if we drink our own waste. That is what we are being told. So I want everybody to imagine being without electricity for an extended period of time, or being without electricity and water and gas because you've used your quota. And that's why these meters, these smart water meters and these smart electric meters called the grid were deployed in the first place to manage your allotment down the road. And this is happening now as well. So most people are not aware that the power grid is aging and it is vulnerable. Well, I am now disclosing to you what federal agencies are concerned about and doing nothing about. They've done nothing about this. And few know the real story of how the grid is going to be used to hold all countries hostage. This is not in the not too distant future. This is happening now. So the videos that I'm recommending will disclose the methods that the power grid will be attacked. The longer the power stays off, weaker and weaker societal order becomes. You must be prepared. Your lives will depend on what you do today. So again, I recommend you're going to the videos on stopthecrime.net. Just simply go to our video YouTube channel and watch. Your survival will depend on what you do today. And then watch a three-part video that I have posted called Power Off, Plunged into Darkness, a plan. And it is a plan. And this is the greatest demonic plan that I believe that we face. Because with the population plans to eliminate massive areas of people, this would be and will be used as one of the many methods, along with attacking with weapon systems of weather events. So I want to again emphasize the fact that there are things you can do. What I would recommend everybody do is turn off your electricity and don't use any water or gas in your home for a few days. The only water you should use is water that you have bottled. If you don't have it, then you don't have it. Pretend the stores are empty and you don't have these things. Start making a list of what you need to get immediately, because supply lines are being eliminated. Soon you will need a COVID card to even get into the market, meaning you've had a test. And it expands into darkness beyond that, as many of you may know. But I can tell you, right now, while you can, get water. Get a lot of water. Get the amount of water that you believe you're going to need to live for many months. If your power goes down and you're in a metropolitan area, those are the areas of mass destruction. I went on to Wikipedia to look at the power outages that were listed over the years, because I lived in Southern California during the Rodney King riots when the power went down, and it was scary. There have been many power outages that have also taken down the White House and a lot of government buildings. Did you know that? Well, you can read that on the Wikipedia power outage list, but I want to tell you, the one aspect of power outages that Wikipedia says they will not list is planned outages by your utility. So for all of the outages that we have been experiencing here, and the ones that the utilities turn off because they say, they call it a PSPS, a public safety power shutdown, those are not listed or considered power outages in Wikipedia. So you need to realize that that number of power outages is greatly, greatly reduced. And soon, your utilities will start cutting off your power. Now, let's talk about what that means. You're going to be forced into a microgrid, an area where there are microgrids, in order to survive. You may be noticing lots of wind farms, lots of solar power panels in your area, in located in unusual places. You may be wondering who is generating that and for who. You may want to consider going to some of my past videos about microgrids and understanding what we were hearing in local meetings here in Northern California about the microgrids, and I will discuss that a little bit right now because it's important for you to understand. People will be forced into areas, not all people, because many people, sadly, are going to die in the power shutdowns because they're not going to get to food or water. And they're going to be desperate people fighting to get into your pantries and get your water. So understand what this means and what you're going to need to consider in a larger extent. But getting to those things, your very life and the survival of your family is going to depend on this. So what is being set up right now is sectionalizing the power grid. In other words, beyond even the smart meters that they can turn off and de-energize whenever they want, or pulse in extra frequencies and creating dirty electricity that comes through your house wires. Oh, I want to add this right now. Recently, we found out, because we have a lot of new construction happening here because of all of the homes that have been burned down over the number of years. We were builders in the past, and you build according to engineering specs in your plans. And when they pour the footings for the foundations of your homes, what they're doing with grounding rods is they're putting it in the concrete footings. This is by code. You're not grounding. Our homes are not grounded. They're not grounded from the frequencies that are then coming into your house lines, your power lines within your walls, which create dirty electricity, where your house lines actually conduct electricity that then comes into your rooms through the walls and goes into all metal objects, including your wire box spring mattresses, your belt buckles, the change in your pocket, jewelry, also underwire bras. I've talked about this in many videos in the past, but you need to ground your homes. Get a grounding rod and talk to a plumber or someone and get your homes properly grounded so they can't pulse in that dirty electricity into your house wires, which is also a weapon. It's a weapon. And this was all written into the building codes. I was stunned to realize the intentionality that goes so deep as even that. And of course it would go so deep as even that. So as I discuss these things, I hope you're writing these things down. I hope you will pay attention. I hope you will certainly have a power outage get together, turn off everything. Only use the water that you have. If you don't have water, then you're going to experience a day potentially without water. If you have health problems, I'm not suggesting that you do that, but I'm suggesting that you imagine how life will be for you. You need to understand how life will be for you. And there's more information I would like to go over right now. Again, the microgrids will be set up, and you will have to pay more money to live within an area that has a microgrid if you're even allowed to move within that area where there's a microgrid. A microgrid will be an area that is completely cut off from traditional electricity sources such as hydroelectric plants, such as areas that have not been allowed to degrade with the grid, and they will be completely based on renewables. Those renewables that were being moved into, and many of you may have heard that Governor Gavin Newsom just last week said in the year 2035, California will no longer be selling petroleum-based transportation vehicles. That is a fact. Had you been reading the climate action plans, you would have known this years back. We have a tab on StopTheCrime.net. It says, kiss your gas goodbye. We knew this years ago because we read the plans. So what you're hearing me talk about is document-based. This is nothing that we're believing could happen. This is documented. So it's important to understand. I'm going to go over a little bit of a climate action plan with you because you all need to understand the greater implications that you face with what your local leaders brought into you. These are people that live among you. They have names. They live among you, and they adopted these climate action plans. So you can type this in and follow along with me if you'd like, or you can type in the climate action plan that represents your area. But this is how you would type it in to find any plan. You would type in the name of your city on your search bar. Say, for example, I would type in City of Santa Rosa, California, Climate Action Plan. You would do the same in your city. The plans are all the same. They're just different pictures, and they're put together a little differently based on the kinds of weather events that they're going to target your city with. Make no mistake, this is a targeting, weaponized, genocidal plan. And our plan here is called Climate Action Plan, City of Santa Rosa. It was adopted June 5th of 2012. So let me open this up to just give you a demonstration of what you face, what your illusion of your elected officials have done for you. And first, they're acknowledging on the very first page of my plan, the U.S. Department of Energy. Now, that is a corporate agency run by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and the controllers. Let's be absolutely clear. The Department of Energy is suggesting that everybody that rebuilds homes to use windows that are high-efficiency, low-E windows, some of which cause fires because they have a reflective factor to them, and they beam the light in the afternoon when windows are on the west side of the house, and they start fires. We've had a number of fires started by the recommendations and the requirements of the U.S. Department of Energy, Inc. So here's what this first acknowledgement says. This report was prepared as an account of work sponsored by an agency of the United States government. Neither the United States government nor any agency thereof, nor any of their employees makes any warranty, express or implied, or assumes any legal liability or responsibility. So they are claiming, just as they do in the vaccine issue, just as they do in eliminating their liability on anything. So the very next page that I turn to, I see further acknowledgments. And they have the city of Santa Rosa. And they list the community development staff, their names, and their positions. These people live among you. They name the city council members, the mayor, the vice mayor, and the other council members. They name the planning commission by name. They live among you. They name the stakeholders working groups that bring these plans over your doorstep into your home to transition your lives forever. This is all part of the great reset that has been put in place many, many, many years ago. So we're going to face a massive decline of all legacy systems that we've ever known, including our access to electricity. So I'm turning onto one of the pages in my climate action plan, 4-18. The page numbers are not traditionally numbered, but this is section 4-18. And it talks about telecommuting. Now, you may all think that telecommuting just came up as a result of COVID. No. In the NASA war document that we have discussed for many years, everything was going to be remote. Medical exams with your doctors, remote. Education, remote. Politics, remote. Social interactions, remote. Politics, remote. Everything remote. So back here in 2012, had you read some of this, you would have found out that your cities are encouraging remote work centers and telecommuting practices. Did you know that your city has driven in United Nations plans to destroy this country from the inside out? This is an inside job. On the very next page, it talks about electric and hybrid electric vehicles, to deploy more charging stations for electric vehicles. Why electric? Because they're going to take the grid down. And when you can't plug in because your social credit score does not give you enough credit to charge your car, you're not driving. Also, there are plans that you should type in and look at as well. I do many videos on this, but for the sake of giving you some things that you can do on your own, and you should, you can type in the name of your city, and you can type in emergency climate resolution, and you will find eliminating of all gasoline products. So the announcement of Gavin Newsom ending gasoline cars in California by the year 2035, that's in your town too. Don't think it's only in California. You have the same plans, but they're giving you the illusion that it's only in California so that you think, oh, I'm glad I'm not in California. Well, you are in death row too, just like we are. Make absolutely no mistake. And when I went to talk in London, fortunately I went back in 2018, otherwise I would not be able to have gone to London. I have a video. I think it's a four-part video. Again, go back on to stopthecrime.net. And I talk about all of these things. I talk about the climate action plans and how they've been amending the zoning codes to require all new codes and to require additional parking and privileges to those that drive electric vehicles. Again, offering a lure to get people to use other forms of fuel. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to underscore this. This is huge, and I hope everybody listens very, very carefully. The lithium-ion batteries degrade. They explode. They're dangerous. They won't use them on airplanes. The military is not using them. And I can tell you that the military is creating microgrids, and they're using silicon gel batteries only. But they're going to sell you your solar and companies and contractors are being trained to only use the lithium or the Tesla firewall, as I call it. They're called Tesla power walls. They require that they be put in your garage. Why? Because they're very sensitive to heat and cold. They explode and they they degrade rapidly. Type in lithium ion batteries and explosions. I can tell you this. If you have these on your homes because your utility has said they will give you money to go ahead and put in the battery backup system, because as many of you know, just having the solar panels when the grid is down, you're not getting electricity. You have to have backup stored power. When you sign on, as an example here, with Pacific Gas and Electric, aka Rothschild, here the contracts, which are about 119 pages, allow Rothschild to deplete your stored energy on your batteries twice a month for 10 years at any time they want. So consider the fact that you are in a local declared emergency. Your stored electricity that you thought you had for your use can be taken, and it will be, because you've allowed it to be taken, because those systems require smart meters and they are hooked up to the Internet of Things. It's a wireless taking of your stored energy on the lithium ion batteries.
Deborah, so I you're hope down, you you're keep... done about two minutes and 15 seconds.
Yes, I am going to have more information in following videos about how you get to lithium ion, or how you move away from lithium ion batteries. You must at all cost, and how you will get to safer batteries. For now, I would certainly encourage everybody to take those few days and experience lights out, no water and no gas, because that's what we're experiencing here in these fire outages. I mean, in these power outages here, and the current fires right here that are 0% containment. Many areas are without any communication as well, internet and cell phone. This is what we face. This is what will occur with a massive power outage. Zero communication, zero electricity, and again, the electricity grid is the underpinning of modern civilization as we have known it. And they are killing us. They're destroying us with weather weapons. And for those of you that want to survive, there will be things that you can do. And I hope that you have not looked at this information as gloom and doom. It was not intended to do that. It was intended to inform all of you that will take the next step in to understanding what you will need to do to survive longer. And again, I really appreciate being on the program, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're welcome.
I certainly would request that everybody go to our website. Stay tuned. I am posting quite a bit of information. I will be moving into heavy and deep discussions about alternative survival. And
all right,
we're going to need that.
All right, Deborah Tavares, thanks so much. I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless, honey. Folks, I will see you in the office Thursday. Don't forget that. Tomorrow night with Glenn Parnham. Have a wonderful night, folks. And do pay attention. Deborah and many others just trying to warn you of what is coming in this country. Today, tomorrow, I don't know when, but it is coming. Prepare yourself. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.